What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
And we ought to have a prayer called the God damn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Wednesday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, broadcasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live out east. If it isn't that time, maybe you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or perhaps you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application. Or we're always available at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever, blah, 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 you're receiving us, we appreciate the fuck out of it. We're going to be here for a couple of hours. There may be cussing.
Ooh.
There may be the occasional adult word.
Cunt.
Like that. And so strap in and everything. And thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you use that link, we get a little commissione.
We get paid, baby.
Doesn't cost you fuck all.
Hello.
And social media. Right. At crabdiving on the Twitter. You can contact us during the live show or anytime, actually, on the Twitter. We have quite an active little Twitter page going.
That's right, Pat.
And Facebook also, facebook.com/crabdiving.
Yes.
And Instagram.
Ooh, yes. I just put a picture of the dog on the story. Oh.
We're not TikToking yet.
No. TikTok.
We should put Shelby clips just
on TikTok?
Clips of some
on
music.
All of the things.
Yeah. And
maybe we should just switch over to the Shelby show. I don't know.
Yeah, why not?
Hey, dog, do you want to do a podcast?
She'll be an influencer.
Hello, dog. Yeah, yeah.
My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and what's up, everybody? First off, before we get started, I just want to say, fuck you, Donald Trump. Fuck you, Tom Cotton. Anybody you want to tell to fuck off right now before we get started?
We only have 2 hours.
Fuck off, coronavirus. That's still a thing, by the way.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Just reminding you.
Over to the commie, pinko, liberal,
effete,
topo. The headline there, say it. Thanks. Sorry about yesterday, everybody. We're apparently in the area. We're having some construction in the.
But the show went up.
The internet's
right?
Being a little fucky. Well, it's a podcast, but
right.
Live, we were bouncing in and out, and then finally,
God
just
damn it,
out.
What's wrong with cock cable? What is wrong with cock?
And
Cox.
No video gaming was to be had last
that
night.
That sucks. You didn't get to kill nobody.
The video game?
Right, yeah.
Wait, that doesn't sound good.
Well, I mean, you know, in the
no,
video.
I mean, it's like on the video game.
Oh, right.
Over to the HuffPo. New Yorkers said enough, so the police rioted.
Oh, okay. Damn.
A historic uprising against police brutality in the city has seen the arrest of nearly 2,000 people, including me,
2,000.
Senior reporter for HuffPost.
Shit, man. A journalist.
Thousands of New Yorkers over the last few days have taken to the streets in all 5 boroughs, setting cop cars aflame, braving beatings by batons, and suffering pepper spray to the eyes, all so they can scream an urgent message for all the world to hear. Fuck the police.
Right. Fuck the police.
This is the headline of the HuffPo.
Yeah.
They marched in Manhattan, where the New York Police Department once gunned down Patrick Dorismond. In Queens, where the NYPD shot 50 bullets at Sean Bell. In the Bronx, where an NYPD cop choked the life out of Anthony Baez. In Brooklyn, where an NYPD, where the NYPD shot 13-year-old Nicholas Hayward Jr. They marched to Staten Island, where the NYPD stole the breath of from Eric Garner's lungs.
Right.
I didn't realize it was Staten Island. I guess I knew that, but I didn't remember that.
Yeah.
Nearly 2,000 protesters have been arrested over 5 nights as America's largest city joined a national uprising against police brutality that saw demonstrations in over 140 cities.
Wow. That's great.
Just here.
Yeah.
And all over the world.
That's great. That's great.
You saw the French. They're pissed.
Oh, my God. Do not... Don't fuck with the French.
The French know how to riot.
Where do they get all those vests, though? They all have the vests.
Well, that yellow vest thing is a little... probably from Putin.
What do you mean?
Those yellow vests are like... the Antifa of here. The not the real Antifa.
Yeah.
But the assholes that dress as Antifa to stir up shit.
Right, right. Fake Antifa. Or what we might call...
False flag Antifa.
Cops or white supremacists.
Right. Here in the United States.
Yes.
Also known as police.
Right.
On their off duty. Says there were moments in New York when it felt like this multiracial coalition of protesters led largely by young people of color was taking back the streets from the NYPD, a police force bigger than some nation's armies that has terrorized this city's black and brown residents since its founding.
Jesus Christ. Fuck. You know, that's why I just want to say something real quick. If you're a white person out there protesting, please don't post pictures of people hugging cops and cops kneeling, because that is a bullshit fucking narrative.
Did you see
that is manipulation.
Did you see the cops that literally knelt to lure and they lured some of the protesters over?
To what, beat
and
them?
And then they pepper sprayed him.
Oh, my God. I see this shit. These cops are kneeling and everybody's jizzing over it. Oh, please.
This guy says it felt more and more people here had come to question the cops' monopoly on force and to embrace the radical idea of defunding the department. Even the abolitionist dream of a New York without New York's finest at all. Remember when they got all butthurt and said, we're not going to go after any crime? And everything got better in New York.
They got butthurt. We got safer.
Yeah. When they're like, well, we're not going to go to a lot of these calls then. And guess what happened? Things got better.
Right.
For a little while. They weren't out in the street harassing people.
See, that makes a lot of sense. I just read this blog. I'm putting up on facebook.com/crabdiving. Tomorrow it'll go up. And it's interesting. It talks about all these things where you see the police, like, interacting with the protesters. You know, maybe they're being peaceful. Maybe they're not. Maybe they mean it sincerely. Maybe they're not. It doesn't really matter.
It's probably a mixture.
Because there is no... I think it's a fallacy that brown people, poor people, gay people, trans people can coexist with policemen. What you really need is space. You need space from these people. You don't need to learn how to live with them. You can't.
A couple of these cities that have had zero problems didn't send their police out.
Right.
To the protests.
The police have been absent.
Or they were there, but not in riot gear, just waiting for something to happen.
Right.
They're there in their normal, you know.
Yeah.
You see one or two cars or something like that. But those cities are the ones where there's no problems.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, in Pensacola here, where we are, there are these protests at this iconic little railroad bridge where people, you know, it's called Graffiti Bridge. And you can paint different signs. You can paint anything you want on it. And right now there's a tribute to George Floyd and Tymar Crawford. And the cops haven't been there. And it's been peaceful. And that's why.
Right.
And they're also smart. Whoever organized the protest was smart to do it in an area where there aren't a lot of businesses. You know?
Because
that's got to be the only reason the cops aren't all up in their dick, right? There's no quote-unquote white people property to fucking protect.
Yeah, probably. they still, you know, are a little twitchy about a whole bunch of brown younger people getting together, brown and white and all mixed getting together. They don't
should
like that.
Be. They should be twitchy because a lot of people hate them.
He said the abolitionist dream of New York without New York's finest at all. And so New York's finest erupted in violence.
Shit.
The videos went viral. A cop speeding a patrol car into the middle of a crowd of protesters. A cop pulling down a man's mask, warned to protect against coronavirus, and pepper spraying him in the face. Another using a car door to hit a man. One aiming a gun at demonstrators. Another shoving a woman to the ground so hard she went into a seizure.
God.
Another could be heard saying, shoot those motherfuckers over the police scanner. The list goes on.
God damn. See, don't kneel, cops. If any of you fucking cops are listening to this fucking podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, the podcasting app, don't kneel, don't shake hands, don't fucking hug. Go away. Go the fuck away, you thugs.
Well, if they're there, it's not. I mean, the regular cop, it's not his fault he's there, her fault that she's there. They're ordered there.
Yeah.
But that, you know, that's the decision at the top. Stay the fuck away.
Right. I mean, they could quit.
Oh, but that county sheriff is just itching to get over there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. Yes.
Good thing it's in the city.
Right. No shit.
He says, I witnessed cops brutalize and arrest people before being violently arrested myself.
Damn.
And yet by Monday, New York's Democratic governor, the city's mayor, and the country's Republican president had settled on similar solutions to all the turmoil, suppressing the historic uprising with more armed agents of the state. To the protesters, it felt like the government still hadn't heard them at all and probably hadn't been listening in the first place. Right.
I think that's accurate.
The police are the problem. The police brutality is the problem. So what do? You send them in to brutalize people.
Leave.
Right.
I mean, and honestly, listen, I know nobody wants to quit their job. You probably can't afford it. Whatever. But if you're a cop, you need to think about why. Why are you doing this? Why do you want to do shit against hurting your community?
Well, I think that's the goal of many of them.
God, it doesn't bother them.
They're these roided up sadistic motherfuckers. Look at how there's that cartoon that shows like the regular neighborhood policeman walking a beat in the 50s and the 40s and saying, hey kid, how you doing to the neighborhood kid and
hi white kid
and everything, and he just looks like a regular dude in a kind of a skinny dude in a police uniform, and then cut to today's cop, and it's this giant tattooed, muscled, roided out, shaved headed thug in full body armor, right?
For what?
Clubbing a kid on the ground.
Saying,
stop resisting, stop resisting.
I saw a bunch of protesters, and these were mainly young black men. They were kneeling in front of like a lineup of cops, three deep. These cops, all in armor, with clubs on. They had their guns, of course. And there was one guy saying something, you know, talking to them about Black Lives Matter. And you know, and he wasn't, this guy was peaceful. No. Eventually, two giant ones, giant thug cops came up and they took the guy away and they arrested him.
For,
I don't know, for being black, for existing.
Yeah.
For, I don't know, talking to them.
There's one in L.A. like that, too.
Your First Amendment.
Where a guy was a little more, he was yelling.
Yeah.
But no, who cares?
They deserve it.
And
even if they didn't, we're allowed to yell.
And then as they came over, they just, without trying to move people out of the way, as they grabbed him, they just started pepper spraying everybody that was standing near him.
Yeah. Shit.
Peacefully protesting.
That's insane. Our cops have lost their way, and they're violent, and they all need to fuck off. You know, man, I saw some pics of our old neighborhood in Koreatown. It looks like...
Is it crazy?
Yeah. There's guard all over the fucking place. Dudes in fatigues walking around with their big, thick penis extensions.
Let's see. I'm just skipping through. And he's talking about some of these specific...
You know what's gross, dude? You remember that story we did the other day about the sheriff in Polk County that was reminding his lunatic constituents?
Yeah, Florida. Central Florida, right.
What did he say? He was like, remember, you have the Second Amendment.
We had those two candidates yesterday that we, or one is an actual county official and the other one's a candidate. And they're both like, Second Amendment, what'd she say? Our Second Amendment community, our 2A community. What the hell does that mean? Our 2A community.
What does that mean?
We're reaching out to our 2A community to let you know.
Which one do you like best? Or which one? The only one you know? There is the First Amendment. Really, that's my favorite one. What do you like?
I really don't understand
that. Goddamn. I mean, it's insane. And that dog whistle from that sheriff really worked. Because if you live in an area with a lot of conservatives, a lot of rednecks like here, Facebook right now is a dumpster fire. And it's hard to take your eyes off of, because you see some fuckheads saying the most ignorant shit. And I, you know what my favorite thing is? I don't even comment. What I will do is I will comment on some dumb fucking racist post, and I will correct the grammar, the yours, the theirs, the twos. Oh, I love that. They don't like that. Little snowflake, redneck, fucking racist dickbags don't fucking like that. But that thing the sheriff did, reminding everybody they're 2A, that was effective for these fucking assholes. They love that.
I've skipped through a lot of backstory in this piece, but he says, this is later on, the cops were getting angrier when they charged this time. So this is the second charge. A white cop screamed, "Come here, you motherfuckers, you bitches," while chasing after a young black man. A woman yelled after a cop who had just violently tackled and arrested a protester. She said, "You don't have a reason to be scared. We should be scared."
Right.
"We should be scared. What are they scared for? A few bottles? A few bottles? How about a knee? How about a knee?"
The cop said that?
No, this is a woman standing by.
Yeah, yeah.
Nearby, a young white couple stood stunned, silently holding hands, looking out on all the chaos. Their coronavirus masks were stained with baking soda used as a treatment for the pepper spray that had left their eyes red and irritated.
God.
They'd been roughed up in the last police advance, they explained. A cop hit the woman in the stomach with a baton.
Right.
Every time the cops charged, the protesters reassembled, staring down their heavily armed attackers, prepared for the next onslaught.
Good God.
Chanting, "Say her name, Breonna Taylor, say his name, George Floyd." They taunted the cops with chants of "NYPD suck my dick" and climbed atop a city bus.
Holy fuck.
The construction is on our lawn, literally.
Yeah. You know, did they even say anything to us? Did they say, "Hi, we're going to be driving in your front yard all day"?
Yeah,
Nobody said shit.
I think they're trying to position on the city portion.
Right.
They climbed atop, they said, "NYPD suck my dick," climbed atop a city bus abandoned in the street by its driver.
God.
The battle line started to dissolve. Cops ran riot after protesters all along Church Avenue as helicopters circled overhead, occasionally shining spotlights down on the scattered melees. I started to film the police charge as I walked backward with a group of retreating protesters, my press pass dangling from my neck.
Yes.
A sprinting cop veered towards me and bumped into me with his shoulder as he ran past, yelling, "Get out of my way." Even though there was plenty of room around me.
Oh, it was on purpose.
The cop did the boom.
Do you think the cops don't like the journalists? Right?
Well,
they got cameras.
I'd been watching the cops toss around young New Yorkers all day, pressing their faces into the concrete and cursing at them. I was worked up. "Fuck you," I told the cop.
Yeah. Go fuck yourself. Good for him.
He stopped charging after protesters circled back to me, shoved a baton into my chest, and knocked me to the curb.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how many cops piled on top of me, but there were a lot. A knee or a foot pressed my head and neck to the concrete. He tugged at my legs and arms in different directions while different voices issued impossible demands. "Put your left hand behind your back." The way my body was twisted, I couldn't stop resisting.
Oh, shit.
I wasn't. See, that's their MO.
Right.
That's right. Where you see, you know, a lot of these videos even of cops on top of some of these people. And they're yelling, "Stop resisting." They're saying, "Put your arms behind your back." They're like, "I'm trying. You're laying on top of me. My arm is under me. Your knee is on my arm. Stop resisting." Wham, wham.
See, this is why Black Lives Matter. Because black people already know this shit. I mean, that's insane. We are in a very bad spot. And don't trust these fuck. I'm sorry. Do not trust the cops. Fuck them.
I asked him to look at my press pass. I said I was a journalist. I said, get my phone, which had fallen out of my hand. Shut the fuck up, I heard one cop say. When they cuffed me and stood me up, a white cop, maskless with rage in his eyes, came within a few inches of my face. Fucking asshole, he called me.
God.
Again and again, my press pass clearly visible on my neck. I pleaded for the cops to get my phone, worried that I'd lose much of what I documented that day. The cops refused, leaving it on the street before they escorted me to the police van. This is how they treat a white journalist, I thought.
Damn, they don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck. And that's important to remember when you see these cops pretending to be civil and doing the bullshit with the kneeling and all this other meaningless garbage. You know, it made me think about, you remember that sheriff that made the speech in Houston? The nice heartwarming speech?
Yes. Okay. Aceveda?
What? Aceveda? Hey, Aceveda, go make the speech to your fucking cops. The people you just talked to, they don't need to hear that, motherfucker. Your people need to hear that. Shove that shit
well, I'm sure
up
he does.
Your fucking ass.
I don't know what's going
on. What? That guy?
I don't know what's going on in Houston with police. I mean, his department, maybe he's instituting some reform in his department. Just, I don't know. I don't know what's going on in Houston.
It just makes.
I mean, I'm sure there's assholes because the culture is fucked from the root.
But it makes you feel better about a situation that is not better. It's a weird, like, I don't know. It's a mind fuck.
They took him to the precinct. He said a tired and demoralized cop stood at the front desk as new detainees were brought in for processing. He only had 3 years left, so he could retire with full pension. He said, if I could, I'd drop my belt and walk out of here right now.
Wow.
The officers put me in a cell with 15 other guys. Everyone had been arrested at the demonstration. Most were black or brown, except for me and three other white guys. The cops wouldn't provide anyone with masks, and it's impossible to socially distance.
Oh, my God.
One of the white guys had a badly broken foot, bare and swollen, on the cell floor, pleading with the cop for medical attention. The cops assured him it was coming. One of the other guys said, you've just been lied to. despite the circumstances, there was camaraderie, and the mood was almost buoyant. One guy pulled the cell. Was this anybody's first time in jail? Only a few hands went up.
Right.
One guy said, I've been arrested 16 times, a seasoned activist.
Jeez.
And protest medic. He must have been helping the guy. The cell erupted in cheers and applause so loud, three cops came to check on us.
Yeah.
Everyone started sharing their stories. One guy described liberating an NYPD riot shield from a police van earlier that day, carrying it through the crowd as everyone cheered.
Right. I mean, it's kind of weird. It's like people just can't admit that it's the cops. Some people can't admit that it's the cops instigating this violence when they're the ones that show up dressed like fucking RoboCop.
One guy said he was why he was dressed in sweatpants and undershirt and Adidas slides. He said he just stepped out of his apartment to check on the protests when the cops tackled him. And one of the cops pressed a knee into his neck.
So what, you're not allowed to exist?
N-word, I ain't George, he said.
Ooh.
Well, he's a black man to the cops before using his strength to briefly free himself. Uh-oh.
Oh, shit.
A little after midnight, cops came to take me to another precinct where they told me I'd be processed and released. Blah, blah, blah. There he had a cell by himself.
God.
A nearby cell had fresh protesters, including two black women who were bleeding from the face.
Jeez.
One of the women was yelling, "Your murderers for hire, your murderers for hire."
God damn.
I was released and issued a summons to appear in court later this year for a charge of refusal to disperse.
What kind of
charge
is that?
Fuck you, he said to the cop after the cop slammed into him. And he doesn't have to disperse.
Right.
He's part of the press.
Well, wait. So the cop that arrests him is the one that ran into him, right?
Yeah. Because he obviously shouldered him with plenty of room. He was just being a dick.
So.
And he said, fuck you to the cop.
So can
the cop said, get out of my way.
Yeah.
He said, fuck you. And that's when the cop stopped, turned around, and arrested him.
So this guy's a journalist. He had from HuffPo. He has money to hire a lawyer. Can he get the body cam footage and say this guy assaulted me and sue the cop? You can't get that body cam footage. That's public.
Is there body cam footage?
There should be, right? I mean, probably not. Probably not.
It said a lot of these cops are instructed not to turn them on unless there's like an issue going on. Like they don't mm-hmm. want them going. Mm-hmm. They're saying we don't want them going while people are practicing their First Amendment right. Yes. We don't want to film them while they're constitutionally protected activity. Right.
But squirting them in the face with tear gas is just fine.
Well, yeah, that's their constitutionally protected right. activity to be yeah. pummeled by a jackbooted police yeah. state government representative.
Yeah, jeez.
So I had read a little bit of that earlier, but it was there. You go. That's a journalist, everybody, and that's that war on the media.
Yeah,
that has trickled down to the fucking cops from Trump.
Oh yeah, the enemy of the people.
Right.
That's how you treat an enemy, right?
Right.
You hit him. You're a big, bad, fucking
They're
cowardly
being
cop.
Targeted. And when this is all said and done, and President Biden has all these panels and commissions,
yes.
I hope the new AG, AG Harris or AG right. Klobuchar or right. AG Holder again yes. would be awesome. You know, I hope the next AG will be setting up these commissions to look into this shit.
These cops should go to jail. I'm sorry.
Right.
These cops that are firing tear gas in the eyes of protesters, it's all on tape. They should be identified and charged, or they're going to keep doing it. It's wild.
Over at the Drudge Report.
Yes.
Insurrection Act. Pentagon chief turns on Trump.
Ooh. Yeah.
That's Mark Esper demonstrating a perfect Republican spine.
What do you mean by that?
Lack of having one.
Yeah, yeah.
Now he's waffling after all the uproar.
Right.
And the some of the pundits that know people in the Defense Department and in the military.
Right.
Say that Esper probably got some phone calls from some of the admirals and the generals about his little walk across the street with Trump.
Yeah.
To wave the Bible.
Right. And you know, he got the that resignation letter from Miller from the Pentagon.
Right.
I forget that guy's first name.
He's a Dennis.
He's a Dennis.
Dennis Miller.
Dennis Miller. Oh, Dennis Miller loves this, by the way. Right, he probably loves this.
Oh, I'll bet if we check his Twitter, it's probably like,
"Oh, Dennis Miller, you used to be cool. You are a piece of shit."
Revising an earlier account. How many times have we heard that in the Trump administration?
Ooh. Are we supposed to believe Mark Esper is some fucking idiot, and he's naive, and he doesn't understand that he didn't understand what's going on?
Revising an earlier account. Well, wait till we get to Trump saying that he just went down to inspect the bunker.
But when you're saying revising an earlier account, are you talking about the speech he gave today or this news conference?
Yes.
When he talked, okay.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper said he was aware of the Monday night planned visit to Washington Church, where Trump posed for photos holding a Bible, but he didn't know what would happen when they arrived. I did know that following the president's remarks on Monday evening that many of us were going to join Trump, President Trump,
yes.
and review the damage in Lafayette Park and at St. John's Episcopal Church. What I was not aware of exactly where we were going when I arrived at the church and what the plans were once we got there. That account amounts to a revision of what he told NBC last night.
He's lying, Pat.
It also diverged from what a Pentagon official had said earlier in the day.
Damn. Now, Esper is a military guy, right?
I guess so. Yeah. I guess I have to look up what his background was.
But I mean, what I'm understanding is that he knew they were leaving the White House and going to Lafayette Park and in the church. What he didn't know is someone was going to take a picture of Donald Trump while they were there.
Is that what he said?
Well, I mean, that's what I'm hearing, right? I mean, he didn't know about the photo op.
Well, not with the Bible and the, I mean, but who could have thought of that?
But he has to know it's for a photo op and like.
Well, but yes, but who could have thought it was the
true.
Ridiculous circus of him waving a Bible around?
Did he have a problem with the National Guard or the cops?
Well,
the
that's
fuck
the
ever?
Question.
Gassing
no.
people? Jeez, be careful, Shelby, over there. God damn.
Esper is a former U.S. Army officer and defense contractor lobbyist.
Hell, who? I'm a defense contractor lobbyist. I'm the guy that sticks up for the little dudes selling missiles or
right.
manufacturing tanks.
I convince your elected officials to divert money that could be going to social programs to buying big things that go boom.
To blow shit up, baby! Fuck him.
He was previously United States Secretary of the Army from 2017 to 2019. Is he the official or is he still the interim or the...
Well, is it probably... Well, does that... Well, Secretary of Defense has to be
confirmed.
Oh,
no, he was confirmed finally.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still half of these assholes are acting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because... I mean, why not? Why not, right? I mean, sure. There's very few rules this man follows, Donald Trump. He didn't give a fuck.
Because he knows that he can't get some of them through the fucking... even McConnell Senate.
Yeah.
Even a couple of the Republicans in the Senate are going to be like, right. Whoa, come on.
And I honestly, some of these moderate Democrats will vote yes on the confirmation of people that I'm like, are you kidding me? Really?
I think Esper was like 90. He got most everybody's vote.
I mean, listen, I know Esper gave a great speech and all that other shit, but the man is he's bullshitting us. He's bullshitting us.
I thought I was going to do two things, to see some damage and talk to the troops. I didn't know where I was going. He said, this is the latest.
We're supposed to believe, like, this is his first rodeo? He's so naive. I'm just a defense contractor lobbyist. Former Secretary of the Army. Current Secretary of Defense. Sorry. You know, you don't get to feign this ignorance.
After the story was published, a Pentagon spokesman and said Esper was aware the church, which was damaged by the fire the night before, was one of the sites they planned to view, but the spokesman reiterated that Esper didn't know the president was going to use it as a photo op.
Oh, yeah. Why else would he be going, though?
Trump doesn't do anything in public unless it's a photo op.
This is just garbage. He just didn't know it would be so fucked up, and he hates that it blew up in his fucking face. And you're right. What else would Trump be doing? Cleaning up shit? What could Trump do if not just stand there and have his picture taken?
Yeah, right.
Could he do anything of substance?
Well, not good.
I mean, it's...
Yeah, he could tweet some shit and start another war somewhere else. Or...
I mean, I just can't, since he's been president and since this has happened, I haven't gone a day without like marveling at what he said that the hurricane destruction. Is this your boat? I mean, that's the epitome of who this fucking guy is.
Right.
He sees all this destruction, and then there's some boat and somebody's
free boat.
Yard.
Yeah.
You got a free boat!
Esper's account of the Monday night visit to that church also conflicted with the version provided by a defense official earlier Tuesday. Who said they were surprised that he even went to the church visit.
Right.
They thought they were just going to the review the troops.
Yes. Well, geez. That's bullshit. I just can't not. I don't know.
It says Millie and Esper were on their way to the FBI's Washington field office to monitor protests with Attorney General William Barr and FBI Director Christopher Wray when they were diverted to the White House to update the president after the briefing. Trump delivered an address in the Rose Garden in which he threatened to deploy the military to quell the unrest.
I mean, they all support this guy. Nobody's resigned in protest. I mean, Esper. I mean, so this guy waddles over and he takes some fascist fucking picture in front of a church whose clergy he fucking gassed for some fucking reason. You don't get to, I didn't know. I didn't know what was happening. I'm just a widow Secretary of Defense.
Trump ended the speech saying he was going to pay his respects to a very, very special place, but he did not elaborate. The official said Trump, who held up a Bible for a photo op outside the church, did not walk out of the White House with it, so they had no warning. I wonder who was hiding the Bible when he walked over there.
Oh, up someone's asshole, surely.
Notably not there. Mother's husband.
Oh, shit. No pants.
At a Jesus-y thing.
Was it ball gag time?
Well, I've seen three different articles now about the, is Trump getting ready to cut Pence loose?
Oh, shit. Oh, that would be great.
And right? that Pence might be down with it because he sees the Titanic going down.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that could be his way to kind of slither out of this.
But, you know, can he though? Because can't someone, I want all these guys to pay. Can't someone look into like his role in the Mueller shit?
Well, because of course he can still be culpable.
Prosecuted.
Well, sure. Even,
right.
But politically, you know, I mean, he's hedging his bet that he can maybe still get out of this.
How does a guy
without serious hardcore time?
How does a guy? Okay, he was governor of Indiana, right? Pence.
Are you sure?
Okay. One of the highlights of his reign on Indiana was he shut down a needle exchange program that caused a spike in HIV cases. Right.
Right? An AIDS epidemic. Yeah. That's part of his legacy.
How is he in the White House? What the shit?
Manafort.
Oh, we know. The right? plane. They lied to Trump and said the plane was broken. Yeah. Talk to Pence.
I mean, when are we going to find out about that? What was the deal there? Why was Manafort so hell-bent, pun intended, on Mike Pence?
Well, maybe Manafort is was a Christian.
Well, I mean, it could be that it was to suck up to the evangelical crowd. Ooh, I mean, it could be that simple, and with a right. Midwest state and an evangelical. Because, are there a lot of pre-Trump Russian ties to Pence? I mean, does Russia give a fuck about what's going on in Indiana?
Well, I will tell you, from what you've said on the show, it sounds like Russia gives a fuck of a lot more than we realize. I mean, their little propaganda actions have been going on for how long? We don't even know. Long-ass time,
1918.
Right?
Since 1919, yeah.
At least since Al Gore invented the fucking internet.
Yes.
I need a massage.
Right. I did my best thinking.
You should have won, Al.
After
I don't know.
A good massage. I helped invent the internet.
Why did Al Gore lose, aside from the Supreme Court? Because fucking the
boring.
Country. Yeah.
Boring, boring.
He sucked.
Yeah.
He sucked. No, he sucked.
And waffling. And he should have, even after the Monica Lewinsky shit, Bill Clinton was still a pretty popular president. People still liked him.
Right.
Gore made the decision to cleanse himself of all things Clinton.
Right.
He wanted to get away from him because Clinton had been impeached. So instead of saying, well, you know, we're going to move on. And, you know, I was proud to work with him and all that. He was just like, well, you know, who?
Did he fuck up on the alien Gonzalez thing? Do you remember that? The child that drifted over on a dolphin from Cuba.
I don't remember where Al Gore was on that.
Because he was trying to angle himself to ingratiate himself to the
Cubans?
South Floridians, yeah.
I don't remember.
It was a shitty campaign nonetheless. God.
And then it was Lumberjack Joe or
John Kerry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or I mean, it was Lumberjack Al. Remember when they were trying to?
It was both of them. John Kerry and Al Gore had their lumberjack moments. I remember. I think Dennis Miller.
John Kerry, literally the richest senator.
He rented in
the whole thing.
You know what that is? You know the Carhartt lumber. Construction thing. He rented one of those, a beige one. I think Al did the same fucking thing. No. John Kerry rented a yellow raincoat to look normal, and Al Gore rented a Carhartt at some point.
And it had a flannel and everything. And went out to chop wood and shit.
We need better candidates. I mean, there are better candidates.
Sure.
Biden is a great candidate. Okay? The world is on fire. Vote blue. Fuckheads.
So that's the headline over at the Drudge Report is all about Esper turning. And then Rick Wilson, Republican apostate, as he self-identifies.
Yes.
Said, you know, TikTok now on how long before Esper is gone.
He's going to get fired,
Trump's
right?
going to fire his ass.
Yeah, yeah.
Because how dare he say he wasn't all in on Trump's wonderful photo op
Do you think the problem with Trump is, this is a, well, who cares?
Yes.
Everybody.
Yes.
You can't, there's no, you can't say anything negative. You can't disagree with him or it's war, right? It's like, you're
oh, it's 100% fealty.
Yeah.
Or you're out. But then he is pretty stupid and forgiving, right, because right, there are people who, look at Lindsey. Look at all the tapes of Lindsey saying, he's a menace, he's a racist, I hate him. He, if we elect Donald Trump, that will be the end of the Republican Party. And well, now it's, oh, I love Mr. Trump, Mr. Trump.
He even had his hair done.
That's so amazing. Go to our Facebook or our Twitter. Lindsey's having his hearings today with Rod Rosenstein.
Oh yeah.
And Lindsey shows up with a new orangey yellow coif.
Right, right.
Obviously, maybe he and Trump had a dying party.
I think
had a hair dye
yeah,
party.
Yeah, I think what happens is when
I'll do your pubes, Mr. President. Nobody'll call you a Yeti again. I'll do a little trimming.
I don't know what Trump's going to say. Pence is going to be like, let me film it, mother. Look at my Insta story. My boss, Trump got his pubes yeti. So, but yeah, Pence wasn't at the church. Ooh, he's going to get fired. Ooh.
The, I'm just looking at Trump's
but
tweets.
But Trump wanted
Law and Order again 10 hours ago. Yeah.
Trump wanted a, but because the project is called Operation Themis or whatever to quell the protesters. And Themis, I'm probably saying it wrong. Themis is the god, the goddess of law and order, I believe. Operation Themis is the.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's an ancient Greek Titaness.
Oh, yeah.
The Lady of Good Counsel. What does that have to do with what's going on? Why this one? Why not the goddess of fuckdom?
Well, because, you know, Hitler would have been too on the nose.
Yeah. Yeah.
Operation Reichstag fire.
Nine!
Those are your headlines, everybody.
Is this his attempt at a false flag, though, Trump? To make the case that there's an insurrection in this country, these Antifa leftist protesters, we need to kill them all and jail them.
Well, he needs it to be bad for a while so that he can swoop in.
So he can justify.
And be the law and order guy who right, then made us all safe and sleep well so that the rampaging hordes of Negroes won't come after us.
Yeah. Damn, you know
they think that they're coming out to the suburbs. They're coming out. You got to get ready.
God, I said I can't. I have to get off Facebook because all I'm doing all day, I just like fucking jumping in arguments and saying horrible things to rednecks. But Jesus fucking Christ, one guy's like, my home is my castle. My daughters and my wife live there. If anybody comes in, they're going to get a bunch of 2A and shit. No one's coming for you.
Nobody fucks my daughters but me.
Nobody wants your daughters. Nobody wants you, that's for sure. Nobody wants your shit. How do you convince these dumb, what word am I looking for? Stupid, ignorant, dick-headed,
get a thesaurus,
fuck-faced, hillbillies. Nobody wants your shit. Nobody wants my shit. Nobody wants your shit.
Right.
No one's coming for your shit.
I'm just looking through the headlines and everything here.
I think racism still exists, in case anyone's wondering, because I know.
Really?
Because I believe, unless I'm nuts, during Obama's administration, some GOP fuckface was like, you know, racism's dead now. We have a black president. I was like, really?
Oh, Trump's approval.
Yes.
A majority of Americans sympathize with nationwide protests over the death of an unarmed black man in police custody and disapprove of Trump's response to the unrest. The demonstrations, some of which have turned violent, began last week. We know why, blah, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah. The survey conducted on Monday and Tuesday found 64% of American adults are sympathetic to the people who are protesting right now.
Well, that's good that it's a majority.
The poll, that's 2/3. The poll underscored the political risks for Trump, who has adopted a hardline approach to the protest and threatened to deploy the military. Ooh, yeah. Which, by the way, Lawrence was laughing at that last night.
Really?
Lawrence is like, he can't. And that's why it's not happening anywhere but in D.C., where he can't.
Where he's able to do that. Why in D.C.?
Because there's no governor to stop him. No governor to make the decision on what happens with the National Guard.
Oh, okay. So if the president says, I want to deploy the 82nd Airborne to Missouri, the Missouri governor has to say, okay, that's cool.
Trump thinks no, but Trump would then have to invoke that Sedition Act and have to go through a couple different hoops before he could do it.
Yeah.
And none of the governors want him to.
Right.
Fuck out of here.
But it doesn't sound like the Pentagon is in love with this guy either right now. Donald.
And I'm sure, what is his name, Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs? I'm sure he's pissed that that he was dragged in his fatigues to go to that church op, too.
All these people are used.
Right.
You got used.
More than 55% of Americans disapprove of Trump, how he's handling the protest, 40% of which strongly disapprove.
Yes.
Only 1/3 say they approve of how he's handling it.
Right.
And his overall job approval has dropped to 39%.
Damn! Oh, shit. That means 39% approve of how things are going with him right now.
A separate poll found that Biden's lead over Trump among registered voters has expanded to 10 percentage points, the largest margin since the former vice president became the presumptive nominee.
Okay.
But what dooms Trump, hopefully, twice as many independent voters say they disapproved of Trump's response to the unrest.
Twice as many. Oh, okay.
Even among Republicans, only 66% say they approve of the way he's responded, which is significantly lower than the 82% who are still liking his overall job approval.
Right.
Job performance.
And when you say independents, libertarians are lumped in there? Or?
Probably, but I mean, most people these days are identifying as, I mean, the ones that aren't Democrats are identifying as independents.
Right.
Because they've gotten away from the fucking Republican Party.
It seems like if you're an independent, why would you be in the Republican Party? I mean, what do they have to offer you? I mean, aren't libertarians and people like that, aren't they anti-cop? Are they anti-law enforcement in your life, or are they like guns and some of them are racist?
Yeah, depends on who. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Like if they're ANCAPs or whatever. Or,
if they're what?
Or anarchy, capitalist, anarcho-capitalist,
what the fuck
libertarians.
Is
there's a gazillion different types of...
Anarcho-capitalist?
Right. Anarchy. So no government. Let capitalism run everything. Let the free markets run everything. It's like RoboCop
right now. That sounds like a thing that doesn't work.
Like Somalia, I would suggest.
How do we figure a way to live in some sort of socialist utopia thing where everybody has a UBI and everybody sits around with a gravity bong on the fire every night around the fire playing a lute, singing madrigals? How do we do that?
Don't vote for Republicans.
Well, yeah. You're not, and real quick, you're not concerned about that asteroid that's 1.8 million miles away from the Earth.
No, come get us, motherfucker. We deserve
it.
The
size of a stadium, though, that'll be bad.
No, I'm not concerned. I trust the scientists. They know where that shit's going.
He didn't fire him. He didn't fire the scientists that are supposed to track that shit.
The Earth's flat, Ryan. It's going to miss it spinning like a coin.
Not Bill Nye. Ken Ham's working in the White House now, I'm sure.
Well, Steve King, maybe. I mean, since he's going to be job free January.
You know, I put up
December when
post
they...
on Facebook, and I think I don't know what the hell I meant. I said Steve King, Nazi, and then some other words that didn't make any sense. And I think I was just giddy over the fact that he lost.
I had posted too. I didn't see you had posted. And I said, well, obviously Steve King did not see this coming.
Oh, my God.
Did not see it coming.
Did not see it coming. Oh, I get it. I get it. I read that, and I was so paranoid that I have typos. I shit typos. I exhale.
No, I put up Steve King did not see Nazi. That is coming.
Fucking genius.
Hashtag bi racist Felicia.
I can't tell you how good it makes me feel that I didn't put that in there because I thought I had a massive typo that didn't make any sense.
So you thought my tweet didn't make any sense?
I didn't see the tweet. I just saw it on Facebook. I thought I did it. I thought I put words in there that didn't make sense and I left out some articles. I do that all the time. I was like, fuck. I was giddy over Steve King losing, but that just means somebody shitty beat him, right?
I don't know how shitty his opponent is, but he's a Republican. Nine-term Congressman Steve. Nine terms.
So they have two-year terms, right?
Nine times of Iowa have reelected the guy, and at least one or two ago, they knew that he had a Confederate flag on his desk.
Nine times. Because Iowa's they were part of the Confederacy. No,
they were not.
Nine times. Name that movie quote. Nine times.
I don't know.
That's Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Oh. And you remember, the principal said that who got arrested for
went to jail for diddling. Shit. Yeah.
Nine times.
Taking pictures of a teenage kid, right?
Yeah.
I think that's what it was. Nine time Congressman Steve King of Iowa will lose his Republican primary race to he lost.
Yeah.
I don't know how old this story is.
Bye, Nazi.
King said in a video, I called Randy Feenstra a little bit ago and conceded the race to him.
Oh, God!
And I pointed out, that's not nice to our German friends. I pointed out there's some powerful elements in the swamp that he's going to have an awfully hard time pushing against.
Steve King said
this. He's giving advice, yeah.
Here's some advice. Don't say, don't go on podcasts and say you're into Nazi shit. Or do that. If you're into Nazi shit, say you're into it so we know, right? So we fucking know.
King, an anti-immigration hardliner, had a well-documented history of controversial statements during his nine terms, but only after a New York Times interview in January 2019 in which he questioned how white nationalist, white supremacist, Western civilization became offensive. White supremacist.
Oh, yeah.
How did white supremacist become offensive?
It never became offensive.
That's when
it is offensive.
The Republicans, upset that he said the quiet part aloud, rebuked him, stripped him of all his committee assignments. So he's been even more worthless than he was in the past to Iowa. The guy that was running against him was even like, he's done nothing. Why do we keep sending him back? He's done nothing. Even before he lost his committee.
But that's what he ran on. What you just said is what he ran on. He did not run on the fact that this guy's a fucking Nazi. He didn't say that. They didn't mention that in the campaign I was reading about.
Right.
They chose to not, because to me.
Well, you don't want to upset the people of Northwest Iowa.
So I guess I'm an idiot because I'm running. Who am I running against? Oh, he's a Nazi? That's all I'm talking about.
Well, that's
about.
What the Democrat would have done.
I would be
of
like,
course.
I'm better than a Nazi.
The Democrat that almost beat him the last time ran like that.
Yeah.
And they almost beat him in fucking Northwest Iowa.
Shit.
But the sad part is, didn't. This is why there's fires in the city.
And you know what? I'm going to say what Republicans say on their stupid fucking memes all the time about Obama. Let that sink in.
Oh, yeah.
Let that sink in. Fuck you.
I'm going to hit you with Michelle's dick.
I'll let that sink in.
The last June, the Trump administration barred Steve King from our Air Force One when the president visited his state. Don't let him on my plane. Don't let him on my plane.
Well, that didn't make any sense. I don't understand that. Steve King's a Nazi. Trump is a Nazi. Sorry, snowflakes, your golden fucking twunt god of a president is a motherfucking Nazi. How is he not in love with Steve King?
King says his words have been mischaracterized, taken out of context. He blames the media and Republican leaders for leading a vendetta against him. The Never Trumpers are the people who ginned this all up, he said in a recent debate.
okay.
Who wants Steve King out of the way. There's this, there's that third person thing again. Damn, these Republicans are way
he's
into.
He's a nutball. But hold on a second. Let's say you work for Steve King and your job is to spin what he said on that podcast. What do you say about white supremacy? It's a shame. It's turned into a bad word.
When did white nationalist, white supremacist, or Western civilization become offensive?
Fix that. How do you spin that? How do you, what did he mean? Was he joking? I would just say he was joking. Or I don't know. I don't know how you...
How resign.
Oh, you can't fix that.
Yeah, how do you fix that? When did white supremacists become bad?
Well, I think what Steve King should have done is he should have visited a bunch of Klan meetings in Iowa and begged those people to come out and vote for him.
You don't think he didn't?
Yeah, he probably did. He probably knows all those guys. I know him.
Feenstra?
Well,
yeah.
Jeff Sessions is running again, right? He's running in Alabama.
Sure.
Okay, are we going to sit here and pretend he's not a big white supremacist dick bag?
Randy Feenstra.
Okay.
Is, was viewed as King's toughest opponent. Oh, there were four, there were five of them running.
Right. God. It took five Republicans to go beat up one Nazi.
I am truly humbled by the outpouring support over the past months that made tonight possible, he said.
I'm sorry. How did he, was it a shellacking? Did he beat the shit out of this guy?
Or? Well, but, you know, he's no snowflake. Or he is a snowflake. As we turn to the general election, I will remain focused on my plans to deliver results for the families, farmers, and communities of Iowa. But first, we must make sure this seat doesn't land in the hands of Nancy Pelosi and her liberal allies in Congress.
It was occupied by a Nazi, by a white nationalist. Wait, what was the, did you already say how much he won by? Was it a landslide?
No, it was like 6-7 points.
Do you celebrate that? I beat a Nazi.
But there were five of them, you know, chopping up the vote.
Oh, okay. Okay. It's just a weird thing to rejoice. It was like, he did beat five of the people, but one was a Nazi. The biggest one was a Nazi, and you won. Okay.
Feenstra won marquee endorsements and financial support from conservative groups, including the Chamber of Commerce and the National Right to Life Committee.
Oh, my God.
Call them the National Forced Birth Committee.
A bunch of fucking dickheads.
He told voters he wants a seat on the House Agricultural Committee, something King no longer has.
Wow. Okay.
Fourth district needs a seat at the table, an effective conservative voice. Oh. Our district, our president deserve an effective conservative leader in Congress.
Ooh, yeah. Fuck yeah. God.
Oh, well, this is amazing. GOP National Committee Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel tweeted congratulations to Feenstra and said, quote, King's white supremacist rhetoric is totally inconsistent with the Republican Party. She lied.
Oh, shit.
And I'm glad
hilarious.
Iowa Republicans rejected him at the ballot box.
Barely.
Now we've got a guy who won't say it out loud anymore.
Right. I mean, but you had a white nationalist there for nine terms.
Sure.
White nationalist who said the most insane thing he said was like, so many immigrants, illegal aliens coming across the border carrying so much marijuana, their calves are the size of cantaloupes.
Right.
Who says that? I mean, that's insane. But you, who would
Bob
they?
Vanderplatz, a former King supporter and influential Christian conservative, endorsed Feenstra.
Oh, wow.
But only because he was worried that if King won the primary, Democrats would have a better shot to win the district. Not that King is a white supremacist Nazi, because this guy's been supporting him.
Why do we start every presidential election off in this whacked out place you're talking about? This whacked out state of Iowa where a Nazi can barely not be elected. Why?
It is ridiculous.
Why? What's wrong with that state?
Well, here's an idea. Why don't we just have one election day? It's a day off.
Yeah.
We have two election days, the general election and the primary election.
Oh, shit, yes.
And they're on the same day.
That's reasonable. I mean, it's I don't know what is reasonable.
But we like horse races. We like horse races.
Even if the horse is a Nazi, we string it out.
For the president, we have the for the primaries. We got to go to this state, this state. We got to be under the table, jerking off, waiting to see what a bunch of white people in Iowa, what corner of the gym they waddle off into.
It's insane. And who gives a shit? No offense. I have been to Iowa.
Well, and the whole caucus thing is ridiculous.
Why do people have to go to that state and suck everybody's cock?
Mail-in voting for everybody.
Yes. And guess what? And when is the Iowa primary? When is that shit?
Yeah, I don't know if I can know. When was it?
Is it in April, a cold part of the year?
No, well, I forget. Think it is. I've already forgotten. February, March?
February in Iowa? Go fuck yourself. Dude, you know that's horrible.
Ugh. So, thoughts and prayers to Steve King.
Right. Congrats. Well, maybe he can run for office in Alabama or Arkansas. Ooh, or Mississippi. He could be governor.
Well, he can run for a county position here.
God.
In Escambia County.
I was just saying it would be great if some, awesome Democrat just carpetbagged it over here and ran against Rick Scott the next time for Senate. I didn't mean Steve fucking King. I was thinking somebody decent, some good person. How depressing. Rick Scott is our senator.
And Marco Rubio.
Yeah. I mean, God. That sucks, right? That sucks.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Elsewhere, what have I got here? I've got thanks for joining us, everybody.
Thanks
for listening, and et cetera. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Yay! Fuck yeah.
Florida down yesterday.
COVID?
Well, deaths down. New cases yesterday were the highest in a month. In Florida.
Okay. That is
1,200 reported cases yesterday.
That's a negative report. That's negative.
That's negative.
Bad news.
That's bad news.
What about here? Are we okay? Are we over it?
Oh, so we have reported, and again, this is lowballed, 58,764 cases, 2,500 deaths in Florida alone.
That is amazing, man. Damn. I mean,
that's how much people hate Trump and hate the police. That we were willing to socially distance to try to avoid the COVID, but there's so many people going out there saying, I don't give a fuck.
You know, I went to a protest and I stayed off way far away from where the crowd was. But, most people are wearing masks, but still it's too close. And these tactics that the cops use to round people up, this kettling thing. You can't socially distance
right. When
that shit's going on. I mean, I think the purpose of that tactic is the opposite of that. It's to crowd people together so fights break out, and then the cops can justify coming into the crowd and cracking skulls.
Well, yeah, I've seen so many cases of this. Like, how do they justify telling people to go home, get out, when they're standing on both ends of an alleyway? people are filming them. They're like, look.
Well,
we can't get out over there. We can't get out over there. Right. And they're saying disperse, disperse.
Well, I read this thing.
It's intentional.
A friend of mine that protests, she posted some shit about kettling. And that's the point of it. It's like in Chicago, they did it, dude. They, the bridges over the Chicago River.
Yeah, yeah.
They put them all up. They put them all up. And then the cops herded everybody to those bridges. And then they didn't have anywhere to go because the bridges were up.
Right.
And then the curfew starts. And then they can start arresting people because they're out after curfew. Not necessary,
So 43% of people believe police are doing a good job.
Are those mannequins? Are those real people ringing in there?
They're Republicans. 47% disagree. So more people think the Cubs are not doing a good job.
Well, of course.
A majority of Democrats think the Cubs are doing a bad job. And a majority of Republicans think the Cubs are doing a bang up job.
Hell yeah.
Pun intended.
Hell fucking yeah. You're not coming in my castle. And I'm protecting my daughter. I'm protecting my kids. I got my semi-automatic shotgun. God damn. Why don't these gun nuts just admit that they fantasize about this shit? Right? They fantasize about people coming into their houses, stealing their worthless shit, and then they get to have a shootout.
Absolutely.
And you know, I don't know. I'm not encouraging this on any level, but you would think, like, all those fuckheads that we saw protesting because they couldn't get a haircut, couldn't go to Applebee's, couldn't go bowling or whatever the fuck they wanted to do. Where are they now? Where are they now?
Yeah. I mean, according to Dilly, they're at home just waiting for Trump's.
Yeah.
Waiting for Trump's go.
Do you think a lot of those white people with their guns, they came out to these government buildings and protested the open carry thing, knowing that there was no chance they would be arrested?
Oh, probably, yeah.
Let's see how shitty that is, how cowardly. You come up there with the guns to be intimidating, you know, nobody's going to fuck with you.
Their numbers are far fewer, and they show up and protest during the day, and they were intimidating, but nonviolent.
They're screaming and in people's faces.
Intimidating, but not violent, and but now, you know where a lot of them are at? They're dressed in black and hammering windows.
Oh, that's
windows.
True. I didn't think about that.
Right now. To try to agitate.
Right. They're the boogaloos. The boogaloos. God, we have a shit culture right now. We have to do something about it.
Here's a Not All Heroes Wear Capes story.
Okay.
I think I mentioned this story a little bit yesterday about the, this is one of those, what do you call it, kettling?
Right.
Where it was a block in Washington, D.C.
Yes.
Where a bunch of people found themselves trapped by these fucking thugs.
Oh, yeah.
And this guy opened his house to them.
Oh, yeah, the guy in D.C., right?
We know who he is. This says Mika was protesting peacefully in D.C. Monday night when he suddenly found himself, M-E-K-A, trapped by police officers on either end of Swan Street in Northwest DC. Police just started charging at the peaceful protesters, pepper spraying them, pushing and hitting them. In the chaos, he turned around and saw a man open his door and start letting demonstrators in. He, along with dozens of other protesters, ran into the home of Rahul Duby.
Yes.
Spent more than 8 hours inside the man's house to avoid being arrested by the metropolitan thugs.
What a great guy. What a great guy.
Videos and photos shared by protesters and two reporters at the scene showed the MPD boxing in a large group of demonstrators on Swan Street and then arresting them for curfew violation. Just what you said.
But that's not reasonable. That's not reasonable.
They don't care. That's
but
the point.
There's no, I don't know what I'm looking for here. There's got to be someone, some adult. Is there no adult in charge of these cops with these big adult toys?
No. Nothing. Hence the problem.
Yeah. Nobody cares.
Let's see. MPD Chief Peter Newsham said his officers had stopped a large group of people on Swan Street to arrest them for violating the curfew.
Okay.
Officers arrested 194 protesters on that one block on Monday night.
Are they proud of themselves?
He said around 9 p.m. Monday, the officers saw an indication of an escalation of potential violence. Escalation of potential violence.
That's
by
irony.
A large group of protesters moving in Northwest D.C. in violation of the curfew. Officers saw behavior consistent with behavior that preceded the very violent activity the night before.
Oh, and there's also some black people. Oh, shit. God.
He said that arrests were made safely and respectfully as possible, and that use of pepper spray was limited.
Oh, thanks! Thank you! You know where pepper spray is also limited? In war, by the Geneva Convention. Explain that to me. You mentioned that the other day, and I just read about that.
Yeah.
So, why is it okay?
Well, I can't explain that to you.
You're not allowed, say we're at war with some other country, not allowed to pepper spray them because that's chemical warfare or some shit.
Or tear gas.
But people that live here, it's fine.
Yes.
Is it less harmful or something if it...
Pepper spray is less harmful than tear gas.
Yeah. Yeah. It rips up your sinuses, man.
Mr. Dubey, a 44-year-old Indian American, sheltered more than 60 protesters in his home throughout the night to prevent them from being arrested. He described it as a hostage situation. He said there was no choice but to open his door to provide refuge. If you had seen what was going on in front of my eyes, there was no choice. People were getting pepper sprayed and beaten and slammed to the ground. He flung his door open for several minutes as a tsunami of protesters fled from the police officers to the safety of his 1,500 square foot home. Ooh, in D.C., he's got money.
Oh, yeah. But if these protesters are so violent, why are they trying to get away? Why are they? I mean, they're at.
Well, they were
away.
Trying to arrest them. They were boxing them in to arrest a giant group of people for breaking curfew, even though it was nonviolent. They just broke curfew, and these thugs decided to go in with pepper spray and riot shields and start beating on the edges of them.
Do we still have the First Amendment?
Mm.
I mean, you can protest and you can say things. You're allowed to gather.
Even as they began streaming into his home, the officers were trying to pepper spray them.
Jesus
Christ. He said for about an hour and a half, it was mayhem. Outside, people were spread out upstairs, downstairs, in his backyard, in the kitchen, pouring milk and water on each other's faces.
Right.
I went upstairs to the bathroom. People were running water in the tub, splashing water on faces. It was pure bedlam. The police just unleashed hell and pinned these people in.
Are you supposed to, is it milk or water for tear gas? I keep seeing different things. Some people say the water makes it worse. It probably depends on how it. Like if it's squirted on you or if it's like misted or
he said then some magic took place. The air cleared, the pepper spray dissipated, and the protesters, who were complete strangers, began talking and trying to figure things out. He ordered 5 or 6 pizzas from his favorite pizza place because people were starving inside, but the police hijacked the order, refusing to let it be delivered to the house.
Oh my God. And guess what? I bet those little fucking piggies.
I don't know what this means. I had to do a covert pizza operation, he said with a laugh. Somehow he got pizza.
Yeah, Doobie, explain that. That sounds interesting.
Thanks. He said, Mika said that thanks to Doobie and people on the internet, the protesters had enough pizzas delivered to them through the night. Some boxes being delivered to them over the fence in a backyard. Outside, though, officers had cornered other protesters in a little square, pushing them closer and closer together, arresting them one by one.
Disgusting. You know, I mean, really, if you're a cop and you're involved in this shit, at what point do you just say, I don't want to do this, and you quit?
According to protesters, a few other houses on the block also took in protesters. Right. So there's a lot of decent people out there.
Yeah, that's nice.
Some of the other, Mika Doobie and some of the other protesters on social media accused the officers of trying to enter the house by saying someone in the house had called 911 for a medical emergency.
These dirty fucking cops.
Cops just lied and said someone called 911. They need to enter the home. Not today, fam. This somebody tweeted.
Oh, shit. But they can do that, right? Cops can lie.
Absolutely.
Cops can lie.
Yep. And do.
Yes.
With alacrity.
Yeah.
But the MPD chief says some of the information put on Twitter is inaccurate.
Oh, yes. What information that needs to be corrected.
He said, when you have those type of allegations, we're going to take a very close look. The police were respectful and professional in conducting those arrests.
You're going to do a little cover your ass operation. Congratulations. Bill Barr's the AG. So nothing will happen to you until there's a new sheriff, right?
After videos of the incident spread across social media, Francisco Alvarez, a 28-year-old economist in D.C., became increasingly concerned about the protesters trapped on Swan Street, and he began to mobilize his social media network for help. He and other volunteers managed to get around 20 cars to carpool protesters home from Swan Street after the curfew lifted at 6 a.m.
So were the cops just waiting these guys out in this guy's apartment?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What the fuck is until their the, fucking problem?
And tried to, pizza. I'm surprised the cops didn't say they were delivering the pizzas.
And you know they ate that pizza. You know they intercepted pizza in those fuckheads.
Hey, look at the pizza that the thugs ordered us.
You know, if I'm Joe Biden, I would prepare yourself for this question. I would say, Mr. Biden, if you're elected president, will you name an AG and will you make him go after these racist fuckhead cops that just abused everyone during these protests? Will you go after them? Because something...
In the morning, 6 a.m., there were no cops around, so they were unassaulted as they left all the houses.
How scary, man.
This one says, Rahul saved lives last night. He ended with an inspirational speech about not giving up and keeping up the peaceful fight.
Right. I mean, you know, and all these protesters, the people in Paris, all these people gathering, they are putting their shit on the line, and they're risking this corona shit, man. You know the coronavirus is out there still.
He said, they're the ones out there who got sprayed. I just held the door open. They're the heroes. They are America.
Yeah. Jeez.
There you go. There are good people out there.
Right. They're good people.
Not a lot of them wearing a uniform.
Yeah, not really.
These days.
You know, you don't need these cops. You don't need these cops. We don't need them like they're here.
Right.
Like we have them. We need an overhaul of, I think you said it yesterday, we just got to get rid of them and start over. There needs to be a new way of policing. They don't need to look like the fucking military.
Right.
I mean, it sounds like that their orders are like that horrible phrase that W used for Iraq, shock and awe. You know, I heard from people, friends in L.A., that it's crazy there. That all night, it's helicopters.
Yeah, Chicago, too.
Oh, yeah?
Parts of Chicago, yeah.
That's not necessary.
Oh, God, K-Town must be fucking...
Dude, I saw pictures.
Insane. We'd probably have a lot of shit on social media right now.
I don't think you leave. I think that's the problem. You don't leave your house. You know?
I don't know why there's no clips yet of, here we go.
Oh, Barack's, why did he leave?
Three things. What can we do? Number one, we know there are specific evidence-based reforms that, if we put in place today, would build trust, save lives, would not show an increase in crime. Those are included in the 21st Century Policing Task Force report. You can find it on Obama.org.
What is that report he's talking about?
The policing report. How this is all about police reform.
Did Trump not get that, or did?
Have you noticed who's saying this?
Did Trump not read the PDF?
Obama could come up with a cure for cancer, and Trump would outlaw it and reverse it.
He got rid of the fucking pandemic response team.
Well, right, and got us out of the fucking Paris Accords when we were leading. But we were going to lead the world and help get rid of or help mitigate global warming.
Yeah.
And now we're like, hey, there's money to be made. Fuck the world.
Right. You know, and this could be irrelevant if that asteroid hits, but the Paris Accord, well, it was non-binding, right?
Right.
It's guidelines. It's like saying, here's what we're all going to do to make the planet less shitty. We all want it. Do you want the planet less shitty, Shelby?
She's
she's asleep.
She's really, really, really
loves
asleep.
This podcast. She's like, I don't know what they talk about.
It's, we got to crank this air conditioning though, because it's going to be that time of year where a little 25 pounder on my lap.
Do you think these guys
sweaty.
Working can hear us? Because this guy just looked in here. Yeah, they hear us saying this leftist shit.
I give a fuck.
Well, I mean,
those are included in the 21st Century Policing Task Force report. You can find it on Obama.org. Number two, a lot of mayors and local elected officials read and supported the task force report, but then there wasn't enough follow-up. So today I am urging every mayor in this country to review your use of force policies with members of your community and commit to report on planned reforms.
I'm asking every mayor to review your use of force and commit to telling them to use more.
No, okay. What,
that's the difference right now.
Yeah. I'm just like...
Literally the difference.
Yeah. This thing he's saying, it has to be a Democrat in charge. Because the Republicans don't give a fuck about
this. And we got to take the Senate.
Yeah.
We got to cut the cancer
right.
of Mitch McConnell out of that right. Senate and send him packing.
Yeah. And if Michelle or Malia, anybody
Malia.
in the House there.
Malia Obama.
Yeah. Go on Amazon. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon and order your father a decent fucking microphone.
No, this is... I can't find any clips yet of the town hall feed. This is somebody holding their cell phone up to a TV.
Apologies. I'm sorry. He probably has a Yeti or something
somebody,
nice like that.
This is somebody...
I was like, what the fuck?
Your use of force policies with members of your community and commit to report on planned reforms. What are the specific steps you can take? And I should add, by the way, that the original task force report was done several years ago. Since that time, we've actually collected data, in part because we implemented some of these reform ideas. So we now have more information and more data as to what works. And there are organizations like Campaign Zero and Color of Change and others that are out there highlighting
the construction guy
what
outside
out there?
Is putting on deodorant with his got his shirt off. And he's standing there putting on deodorant.
Are they camping? Do they live here?
In the front of the car.
You know,
he's got some interesting ink. I'm wondering if any of it's in German.
Well, you know, there are a lot of these hippie rednecks out here. Lots of tattoos and lots of power tools, lots of guns. But I have. So it sounds like, is Obama busy? Is he working?
Well, of course.
It says he's gathering since. He's like, this report came out a few years ago. And since then, we've been gathering data.
He's got a gazillion dollar deal with Netflix. They're producing all kinds of shit. They're he's busy as fuck.
Let me understand something. Do you think, you know what I'm going to ask? Do you think he's working more than Schindler?
Shelby works more than Schindler.
You know what I do right before this show? I go outside with a dog and I beg her to pee. Every fucking time. Come on, man, pee. You don't want to pee. Pee. You want to pee, right?
Ideas. So we now have more information and more data as to what works. And
while I'm stuffing a Kong toy in the kitchen.
Ooh, yeah.
With treats and kibble to keep this dog quiet.
Those treats are, it is.
She's got a decent life.
Or she's Antifa.
We're up a couple of days away from first anniversary of Shelby.
Ah, damn. Happy birthday,
like
doggy.
It was June 5th or 6th that I went to pick her up and went to rescue her from Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
After she got her uterus ripped out.
Oh, my God. That's not what happened. Is that what happened?
When they spayed them,
rip it out.
And I should add, by the way, that the original task force report was done several years ago. Since that time, we've actually collected data in part because we implemented some of these reform ideas. So we now have more information and more data as to what works. And there are organizations like Campaign Zero and Color of Change and others that are out there highlighting.
Meanwhile, you know how all the racist vermin out there talk about how Obama could not speak without a teleprompter? He's none of this is telepromptered.
That's
right
not
now.
True.
This is him talking. He's looking. He's just talking off the cuff.
The
this
thing
is, him.
Is, we just but man, we just did a whole thing on Obama's. Did we a few weeks ago? Didn't we talk about the what he used to do? He was the first editor of the Harvard Law
sure.
Review.
Yeah,
man has lots of fancy college. He was a senator. Yes. Yes, yes. Obama can speak without a motherfucking
right.
teleprompter about a lot of shit, you fucking bumpkins.
And then
Obama even said he wanted to work for ESPN and be a sportscaster, right? He wanted to be a sports
commentator.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he could probably talk about sports. He could talk about the Constitution. He could talk about police brutality. He's not stupid.
Mustard.
He's not. Yeah. Yeah. God.
I have more information and more data as to what works. And there are organizations like Campaign Zero. And Color of Change and others that are out there highlighting what the data shows, what works, what doesn't in terms of reducing incidents of police misconduct and violence. Let's go ahead and start implementing those. So we need mayors, county executives, others who are...
Obama's calling for revolution. You hear this?
Yeah.
You heard that? You heard this traitor? He was calling for revolution.
He's like, we need mayors and all these people to implement this shit. Yeah, I can tell
police
you.
Police reform.
Yeah, I can tell you this, right. though. Our mayor, Mayor Grover.
Grover Robinson.
Yeah, yeah. All he gives a fuck about is reopening this city. What our governor, Ron the Racist, what he gives a fuck about, our bars are opening up this Friday. That's what, can you imagine, in the middle of what is going on right now, COVID. These protests. Ron the Racist is giving a speech about we're really excited to open up bars to 50% capacity. Are you shitting me? That's important.
Here's the rest of
incidents of police misconduct and violence. Let's go ahead and start implementing those. So we need mayors, county executives, others who are in positions of power to say this is a priority. This is a specific response. Number three, every city in this country should be a My Brother's Keeper community because we have 250 cities, counties, tribal nations who are working to reduce the barriers and expand opportunity for boys and young men of color through programs and policy reforms and public-private partnerships. So go to our website, get working with that because it can make a difference.
So is that something you can just sign up for and do?
He didn't look at his notes to
because he's into it, man.
He knows the names of all of his.
The man is
he's working.
When
yeah.
you're working on this, is what I've learned, you know, and from life. When you're, it's a weird thing to say, but when you're into something, when you're engaged in a subject, or I don't know, you can talk about it. You know what I mean? Like he's engaged in this. He can talk about shit. I just want to say. Trump tried to get rid of Obamacare, right?
He's still trying.
Yeah, but what's his replacement?
Nothing. Trump care, it'll be great, it'll be perfect.
This guy that's not even working anymore, this is Obama not working, and he's working, just rattle off three salient points about how to fix this shit we're dealing with right now. Trump can't even articulate. What's Trump care? If I ask Trump what's Trump care right now...
Oh, it'll be the best. We love pre-existing conditions.
Yeah.
I need to rape somebody.
Now, I want to speak directly to the young men and women of color in this country who, as Plan just so eloquently described...
I did call Kim and Kanye to consult with my African Americans.
Did he say that?
No.
Well, I mean...
Well,
I know.
It's... Yeah, yeah.
Who, as Plan just so eloquently described, have witnessed too much violence and too much death. And too often, some of that violence has come from folks who were supposed to be serving and protecting you. I want you to know that you matter. I want you to know that your lives matter, that your dreams matter. And when I go home and I look at the faces of my daughters, Sasha and Malia, and I look at my nephews and nieces, I see limitless potential that deserves to flourish and thrive. And you should be able to learn and make mistakes and live a life of joy without having to worry about what's going to happen when you walk to the store or go for a jog or are driving down the street or looking
at some birds in a park. And so I hope that you also feel hopeful, even as you may feel angry, because you have the power to make things better, and you have helped to make the entire country feel as if this is something that's got to change. You've communicated a sense of urgency that is as powerful and as transformative as anything that I've seen in recent years.
Jeez. I you know, it's...
God, it's...
It's weird to hear shit like this. I mean, look at that optimism.
Yeah.
That he's saying, you know, and he's saying things that are real, that make sense. If we go back before this shit, when Schittler's talking about the COVID, you can tell he doesn't even care. He even made something about somebody said, well, this model is this, and this model says this many deaths. And the man makes a joke about how many models he's fucked.
Look at my African-American over here. Look at him.
That's his!
Who, by the way, has quit the Republican Party? His African-American has finally had enough.
Tim Scott?
No. Whoever that guy was. It was a guy, a different guy that we don't know who it is.
Ben Carson?
It was a different guy. We don't know who it is.
I'm sorry.
But he
I don't know.
He's just like a few days ago.
Oh yeah.
I think it came out that he quit the Republican Party.
Oh shit. Well. Wow. I mean, god damn. What happened?
Jeez. What's this? Oh, oops. I'm sorry. Fuck. Could you press that button, please?
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah.
That was my fault, everyone.
I've been hearing a little bit of chatter in the internet about voting versus protest, politics and participation versus civil disobedience and direct action. This is not a either or. This is a both and. To bring about real change, we both have to highlight a problem and make people in power uncomfortable, but we also have to translate that into practical solutions and laws that can be implemented and we can monitor and make sure we're following up on.
Make people of power uncomfortable.
Yeah. In the first part of that, I can see how you can do that in the world we live in right now. Now, the second part that he's saying, how does that happen? How does that happen with this guy, with this Trump, with the Republicans?
That's why you can't. That's why he said, you have to do both. You have to protest and vote.
Right. Yeah, of course.
If all these young people that are hitting the streets hit the voting booths, Trump is toast.
Yeah.
That's why he's going to do his best to try to keep you from doing it.
Yeah. And you know, the shit with the Pentagon and the backlash he's getting for wanting to call in the military with bayonets and all this shit.
Bayonets, yeah.
I mean, it gives you hope, right, that the military won't support him if he decides not to leave January 20th. If he fucking loses. If he doesn't contest the validity of the election, if the Supreme Court doesn't suck his dick the way they did George Bush back in the day.
If we have an election.
That's true. There's a lot of ifs.
It's going to have to be something catastrophic to prevent us from having an election, but Trump's a catastrophe. So
are the thugs going to come out during the election to torture people?
Oh, they're already they were doing it in primaries in places where they were like, we're going to go out and we're going to watch the polls, which means us white people are going into the black neighborhoods and intimidate the black voters.
Well, they did. You know, wasn't that done in El Paso? Who's that guy? I can't even. Beto.
Yes. Yeah.
Beto lost. Right. But Trump called out ICE on horseback or some bullshit.
Right.
To be out during the election. To discourage people to come out and vote, to discourage
just
people.
Just riding around. Just, you know.
I mean, if you're a person of color and a big racist white police force is galloping around on horses in your city, do you really want to be out and about that day? Why do the police have horses?
Oh, did you see this? Mattis?
No.
Has now come out
of the closet?
sort of, as anti-Trump.
Oh, shit.
Come out swinging.
Okay.
Military love matters.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We are witnessing the consequences of 3 years of this deliberate effort. We are witnessing the consequences of 3 years without mature leadership.
Oh, fuck. Well, yeah, I agree.
I have watched this week's unfolding events angry and appalled. The words equal justice under the law are carved on the pediment of the United States Supreme Court. This is precisely what protesters are rightly demanding. It is a wholesome and unifying demand, one that all of us should be able to get behind. We must not be distracted by a small number of lawbreakers.
Fuck.
The protests are defined by tens of thousands of people of conscience who are insisting that we live up to our values as people, and our values as a nation. I'm waiting for Trump.
I never liked him. He was dumb. He was the worst Secretary of Defense ever.
I mean, do you think, where do you think Trump lost the military? Has he lost the military? I mean, that's, we don't know, but we know.
The brass, I think, a lot.
Do you think it was with the COVID, with the captain of the ship?
A lot of them, I think, yeah.
You know?
He lost that whole aircraft carrier worth of sailors because they loved that guy.
Right.
He's back, isn't he?
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Let's see. When I joined the military 50 years ago, I swore an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Never did I dream troops taking that same oath would be ordered under any circumstance to violate the constitutional rights of their fellow citizens, much less provide a bizarre photo op for the elected commander in chief with military leadership standing alongside.
It was bizarre. It was bizarre. We haven't, I know we've talked about it, but that photo op is so bizarre. It's so fucking weird. Hope Hicks is fucked up, right? She must be fucked up. That was her thing, right?
Yeah, I saw a report that what might have happened was that, you know, it was like at some point we should, you know, do a go out and inspect what's going on. And Trump was like, I'm going to go stand in front of that church with the Bible.
And he liked walking over there, right? After they sprayed the protesters down with the pepper spray and the tear gas, he got to be Johnny Big Dick.
Can you leave a couple of them on the ground so I can step on them?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I want a photo up of me with my foot on one of their necks.
he has his boot on the neck of the people, literally. That's what he wants. Why is he such a fucking asshole?
Mattis says, we must reject any thinking of our cities as a battle space that our uniformed military is called upon to dominate.
Yeah,
and he's using quotes that from Trump. At home, we should use our military only when requested to do so on very rare occasions by state governors. Militarizing our response, as we witness in Washington, D.C., sets up a conflict, a false conflict, between the military and civilian society. It erodes the moral ground that ensures a trusted bond between men and women in uniform and the society they are sworn to protect, all of which they themselves are a part.
Right. Jeez.
Keeping public order rests with civilian, state, and local leaders who best understand their communities and are answerable to them. Right.
Yeah. So these cops just don't feel like they're answerable to, they don't have to answer to anybody? In New York, in Chicago, in L.A., with all the fucking violence?
I'm skipping James Madison and Federalist quotes. Right. We do not need to militarize our response to protest. We need to unite around a common purpose. It stands by, and it starts by guaranteeing that all of us are equal before the law.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He goes Godwin's law here. Instructions given by the military departments to our troops before the Normandy invasion reminded soldiers that, quote, the Nazi slogan for destroying us was divide and conquer. Our American answer is in union there is strength. We must summon that unity to surmount this crisis, confident that we are better than our politics.
Oh, shit. Well, wait. Okay. Can Mattis help with the cops then? Can he talk to the police and tell them to
I think this is kind of huge. I mean,
yeah.
I think, you know, some of these.
Are they going to drag his ass out of the White House? That would be lovely.
I think they'll help if he doesn't try to leave. Yeah, I think at some point he's going to see the writing on the wall and try to start copying deals.
Yeah. Like, what do you mean deals?
don't prosecute me, and I won't order protesters killed or something like that.
Shit. They should say, we will let you go. We won't prosecute you, but we get Ivanker, we get Eric. Eric, he's just ugly. You have to get him. And Don Jr. and all these other little fuck nuts.
Or offer him the choice and see what he does. them or you.
Sorry, Ivanker. Sorry, right? Don Jr. Oh, we all know Don Jr.'s.
Are you suggesting he wouldn't go to jail for his children?
Listen, I don't mean I don't mean get off subject. But why is Don Jr. retweeting like a white nationalist pretending to be Antifa or some shit like that? What is his fucking problem? Did you see that shit?
Yeah, yeah.
Is he fucked in the head?
Yeah.
God.
Oh God, Trump is tweeting all this shit about, look at how much of the blacks like me.
You just missed a bunch of DOGs. Nope. Dog.
No, she just missed the people walking them.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all he's tweeting. If you watch fake news, CNN or MSDNC, you would think that the killers, terrorists, arsonists, anarchists, thugs, hoodlums, looters,
hoodlums,
Antifa, and others would be the nicest, kindest, most wonderful people in the whole wide world. No, they are what they are. Very bad for our country.
Hoodlums. God, I got to look up where that word comes from.
Well, and nobody's saying that.
Hoodlum anyway.
Nobody is saying that.
Yeah. He
that the violence is good. The looting is good.
Yeah.
Literally no one is saying that.
Right. Right.
The earliest reference to the word hoodlum was in December 14th, 1866 in San Francisco Daily Evening Bulletin.
Okay.
After the hoodlum band was arrested.
No,
a specific group of hoodlums.
Yes.
Named hoodlum.
Wow.
That's where it came from.
Jeez, okay. San Fran. Hoodlums.
Members of the gang were sentenced to the industrial school for stealing clothes.
Oh, shit.
The gang used many keys to enter hotel rooms and boarding houses. On December 14th, 1866, Lazarus Moses was arrested. Listen to that.
Lazarus.
Name. Was arrested for selling clothes stolen by the hoodlum band. He was fined $300. His nickname was Fagin.
Ah, damn. This is Oliver Twist? They're hoodlums? They're kid pickpocketers. Right?
Yeah. When was that written? Because this is in 1860. Did Dickens pick up the name Fagin from that?
Siri, when was Oliver Twist written by Dickens? God, you suck. Seriously.
I don't suck.
No, I'm talking to Siri.
No, I mean that's Siri's response. Yeah.
Hoodlums. Yeah.
The term is believed to have come into existence as a portmanteau of neighborhood problems, hoodlums.
Consider yourself
neighborhood problems.
At home.
An article in the New York Times, 1877, stated people who sack Chinese houses and stone Chinamen, I'm quoting.
Damn, man. We were fucked up.
Are not working men. San Francisco calls them hoodlums, a term which includes everything that is base and mean. The hoodlum is a non-producer, a loafer, and a bully.
Shit.
The hoodlum class think this is a good time to signify their hatred of law and order. Holy shit, that sounds like Trump.
God.
From 1877.
Damn. I tell you.
Daily etymology.
And this hoodlum is throwing rocks at people from China. That's nice. What the fuck?
In 3.5 years, I've done much more for our black population than Joe Biden has done in 43 years. Actually, he set them back big time with his crime bill, which he doesn't even remember. Fucking asshole.
Oh, yeah.
I've done more for black Americans, in fact, than any president in U.S. history with... Next tweet, the possible exception of another Republican president, the late, great Abraham Lincoln, with the possible exception. I've done more for blacks than maybe Lincoln.
Do you think if we go back in history, the 1800s, and Donald Trump is president and he has the opportunity to free the slaves?
Yeah.
Well, would he?
No.
So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if the best way to campaign, if you're in Republicans probably do this all the time. Oh, look, I've done more for black people than you have. Oh, yeah, I have. No. Me. Is that the best way? It sounds
The Democrats know this, and so does the fake news, but they refuse to write it that he's done more than maybe Lincoln, maybe possibly Lincoln,
maybe
because they refuse to cite it because they're inherently corrupt.
Yeah,
see pinned above his pinned tweet.
God, dude, he is such a fucking little social media dickhead. If Donald, if you knew as much about anything that you're dealing with in this presidency as you do about Twitter. Would we? I don't know. He knows about Twitter.
There's never been a president in the White House who's been more supportive of HBCUs and their mission than President Trump. He tweeted
himself President Trump?
No. He tweeted a quote. Somebody else is saying that.
Who would say that Trump has done more for historically black colleges than?
It's from Town Hall, which is a lunatic right wing paper that he tweeted.
Jeez,
whoever this person is writing, Ken. Ken Blackwell and Herman Cain.
Shucky ducky, Afghana. What was the name of the place?
Uzbeki, Beckistan.
Hey, at least that guy was honest. He doesn't know anything. I don't know shit.
And Ken Blackwell is an American politician, author, and conservative activist.
Yeah.
So they're two right-wing black dickheads. Guys that like Trump, inexplicably.
Okay. Well, geez. Shucky ducky ducky.
So they wrote that, and Shucky Trump ducky. Is quoting them.
Oh, okay. Oh, good. Okay.
From a town hall opinion piece they wrote.
Where did they... someone must have found that, right, for him? What happens? So Trump's like, I'm going to give a speech. I need you to find something where African-American people say nice things about me. Go.
Oh, that's the mandate right now. It's because the black people are angry. So he's like, I want everybody on this. Everything I've done for every time a black person says something nice about me, make sure I get to retweet it.
Right.
Thank you, Kanye.
Or he probably says, hey, Ben, I need you to write a blog. Right. Ben Carson's crazy, crazy.
I'll get right on that, Mr. President.
He said that he
is he around?
I don't know, but some reason I found myself in a Ben Carson wormhole a little bit last night. Like, dude, do people remember how crazy he is? Or because he said that people come out of prison gay, or he had some weird ass.
He was saying shit. Gay. He was saying gay is obviously a choice because straight guys go into prison, but then they come out gay.
Gay. Okay. Right. For some reason, he needed to say that in an interview. You know, I listened to the clip, but I hate myself right now because I didn't hear the context, because that's truly the crazy moment, right? Why, like, why is Louis Gohmert saying, you know, we get jacked off by Roman soldiers before an army?
Gays in the military.
Yeah. Why did he say that? Then. God, we haven't played that in a long fucking time.
I can remedy that. We've been going in and out, of course, today again.
God,
sorry, ladies
Cox.
And gentlemen, I'm looking at all these error messages.
Cox
but
cable
definitely available as a podcast.
That's right, Pat.
Shortly this evening.
Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you spend, we get a big fat fucking chunk of.
Where the hell's Louis?
Oh here shit, he is. Man.
Which one? I like this one.
It's guerrilla fighting.
Oh, yeah.
You are going to be ultimately vulnerable to terrorism. And, you know, if that's what you start to do in the military, like the Greeks did, as people have said, Louis, you got to understand, you don't even know your history. Oh, yes, I do. I know exactly.
You studied military history.
Not a good
history.
Idea.
Oh, yeah, you've studied military history. Oh, yeah.
What's he like on a road trip?
I was a specialist pre-phalanx blowjobs.
Oh, yeah. People that work for him must be like, don't mention the Greeks or the Romans. He will tell you about getting jacked off in a, you know, in a fucking Roman soldier helmet.
I've written extensively.
Yeah.
there you go, Mattis. I mean,
right.
He gets...
that's a big deal, right?
I think that's a really big deal. I'm waiting, literally waiting for Trump to tweet. Mattis is a failed worst defense secretary ever.
Oh, yeah.
I hardly knew him.
No, I mean, listen, Trump, anybody in your cabinet has the potential to be the worst ever.
Oh, yeah.
There's that possibility.
Meanwhile, I think, did you mention this earlier? Tom Cotton, he's in the New York Times.
He's an asshole.
Send in the troops, he says. The nation must restore order. The military stands ready.
Ooh, yeah.
Hard. Ready.
You know, people are shitting on the New York Times for letting Tom Cotton write that propaganda piece. Why give that fucking dickhead? Yeah. Why give him a platform to say something that has no legal basis?
They fucked up the other day, though, too. Did you see? The one of the first headlines when all the unrest started was, I forget, like, chaos in the city. Trump vows to put an end to it.
They put that in there without comment.
That was the headline, yeah.
That's insane.
Which makes it sound like that is Trump swooping in to save the day, right?
That's creating a bullshit motherfucking narrative.
And it got so bad on social media and everything, and other journalists were like, WTF, I mean, seriously, New York Times, that they changed it in the middle of the day. They changed the headline to, like, Trump threatens to send military to cities or something like
that.
There's
so many bad things that can happen because of this presidency, but we can't forget the shit this guy has done. I mean, we just can't forget anything. We cannot let history remember this incorrectly. All of this shit.
Yeah. Here's a tweet. Tom Cotton and Matt Gaetz are still holding public office. Sad, isn't it?
It's very sad. Go to Air for Congress.
Yeah.
Vote for Phil Air. Look him up on
HR.
Yeah. Air for Congress. Donate to him, even if you don't live in Florida in First District. If you hate Matt Gaetz, send Phil Ayer some money.
And if you're a listener in a district with some right wing dickbag that needs to be voted out, and you have a candidate, tweet us. We'll retweet that shit and encourage people to raise money and stuff for everywhere in this country. Dog catcher, I don't care. It's absolutely what we need.
Bad fucking people in office. Not to be negative.
Oh, shit. It looks like the Lincoln Project is out already.
Oh, shit. Which one is this?
Hot off the presses.
Ooh.
When Donald Trump came out of hiding this week, he didn't do it to bring us together or heal the nation. He wasn't there to offer words of calm and comfort. Instead, he became what we always feared, evoked the worst of our past.
On the screen it says, when the looting starts, the shooting starts.
Good God.
Threatened our governors and states.
If you don't dominate, you're wasting time, he said. Jesus, on that call. These are what the visuals are saying, you know what's going on.
Threatened our governors and states. He ordered our own soldiers who fought in Iraq and Afghanistan to flood the streets, instructing them to turn against Americans. Used churches and the Holy Bible.
It's a quote from a reverend. It says they turned holy ground into a battleground.
Yeah.
Used churches and the Holy Bible as political props. He didn't invoke the Lord to give us wisdom, but to boost his polls. Ordered an attack on unarmed protesters using gas, rubber bullets, and flash grenades. Washington transformed into a war zone for this coward.
That's the picture of him waving the Bible.
Why? You know what I don't understand? Why didn't he just wait until the protesters were gone for the photo op?
Right, and it was before the curfew was over. Why wait till the curfew is over and people start hopefully dispersing?
You know, man, though, I'm hearing, I'm just seeing accounts. A lot of our LA friends are saying similar things, like the curfew is being enforced early.
Yeah, arrests
start before curfew, or they're making, like you said, they're making people, they're trapping people, so they have to break curfew.
And you saw in Minnesota where they were shooting people with paint pellets on their own porches. When
that's
insane. The curfew orders say you could be at home in your yard. That's fine. You could be on your porch. You could be wherever you want on your property. You can't be out in public spaces or on the streets.
Yeah.
And those guys said, light them up. Remember? Light them up.
Yeah. Listen, little piggies. Just be honest about the curfew. The curfew is not about our safety. The curfew is about giving you reason
unleash the hounds
to un. Do they just want violence? A lot of this is they just got a big thick boner. They want to oppress. They want to beat. Are they sadists?
They want an overwhelming force to pummel down these people, not to negotiate, but not to see what is causing this.
If it's just about sadism, if it's just about inflicting pain, then I would have to say, why? To what end? So the communities you police just fucking hate
that's
you?
That's how Republicans roll, conservatives roll. Punish, punish, punish.
Where's the logic?
That's how conservatives roll. Your logic.
Yeah, I mean, I get people that do evil things because they want to achieve something. Evil shit.
I'm just looking at it. Go ahead. Finish your thought. I'm just looking at the time. Sorry.
But, like, this shit just doesn't make any sense. Like, why make all those people spend the night in that guy's house? Why not let them get pizza? What do these cops get out of that? The dog is like, the podcast is over. I want to eat.
I'm going to read the... Well, we don't have much time. I'm going to read this quickly. This is the rest of the Mattis thing.
Yeah.
Donald Trump is the first president in my lifetime who does not try to unite the American people, does not even pretend to try. Instead, he tries to divide us. We are witnessing the consequences of 3 years of this deliberate effort.
Deliberate.
We are witnessing the consequences of 3 years without mature leadership. We can unite without him. Drawing on the strengths inherent in our civil society, this will not be easy, as the past few days have shown. But we owe it to our fellow citizens, to past generations that bled to defend our promise and our children, and to our children. We can come together through this trying time stronger, with a renewed sense of purpose and respect for one another. The pandemic has shown us that not only our troops who are willing to offer the ultimate sacrifice for the safety of community. Americans in hospitals, grocery stores, post offices, and elsewhere have put their lives on the line in order to serve their fellow citizens and country. We know that we are better than the abuse of executive authority that we witnessed in Lafayette Square. We must reject and hold accountable those in office who would make a mockery of our Constitution. At the same time, we must remember Lincoln's better angels and listen to them as we work to unite. Only by adopting a new path, which means, in truth, returning to the original path of our founding ideals, will we again be a country admired and respected at home and abroad. I would amend that because our founding ideals were for white slave owning.
Yeah, right. But what are the maggots going to say to that? What are they going to say with a little red?
Oh, he's a rhino.
Mattis. But it's Mattis.
They don't care. They were woozy from crotch fluid loss when Trump put him in charge. Mad Dog Mattis. And now he's going to be, you know, he's speaking out against Trump. So he's going to be a rhino, a never Trumper, a communist.
Fuck
he
you.
Should be in jail. I guarantee you, we're going to see lock him up. He should be in jail. He's a traitor. All that stuff.
Yeah.
Especially now.
That's insane.
That's how they.
That is.
That's
fucking
how conservatives roll with their loyalties.
Yes. Great.
And the current cult we're in.
Yeah. The MAGA death cult.
Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Coroner.
Let's do it again tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Coast. Then we'll be available as a podcast. We'll see if we have a good connection tomorrow.
Yes.
And Ryan's doing some stuff on social media. Go to his website, radarcomedy.com, or go to his social media, his Instagram, his Facebook, and his Twitter is at RatedRComedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Stay safe out there, everybody. Vote, 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 vote.
And fuck Trump.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
You little son of a bitch, socialist cocksucker.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.